This week in Benton Harbor, Michigan, the golf club at Harbor Shores is hosting the 75th Senior PGA Championship. Harbor Shores is hosting the tournament for the second time in 3 years, and in an unusual twist, the pristine 4-year-old public golf course has become the centerpiece of downtown Benton Harbor, which has experienced its share of economic difficulty in recent years. Only a Game's Greg Eklund has the story.
The only reminder of the past on the west edge of Benton Harbor's downtown area is the CSX railroad line. Gone are the factories that once stood there, factories that thrived until the mid-1980s were shut down, including the Whirlpool Corporation. Though based in Benton Harbor, it shipped appliance manufacturing jobs overseas. Jeff Knoll works for Whirlpool and has lived in the area for 21 years. He saw firsthand the aftermath of the late 1980s.
One time, there were over 3 million square feet of manufacturing. There were 6,000 people employed. And in literally an 18-month period, companies went bankrupt, factories were closed, and it had just an unbelievably devastating effect on the community as a whole.
But even before Knoll arrived, there was a vision to build a golf course on the old factory sites. Why a golf course? Knoll says the location on the shores of Lake Michigan was a key factor.
The land and the topography didn't lend itself for heavy industry. Both the soft soils, the contaminated soils, the amount of wetlands in the area. And so it was really the obstacles that were in the way for redevelopment that kept leading back to a golf course would change the topography. It would change it enough that people would want to come and build residential, commercial, and retail.
Knoll spoke from the lobby of a new hotel that's near completion, one of a handful of commercial and residential structures that have sprung up the last few years. They border a 4-year-old sloping public golf course that features undulating greens, sand dunes along the fairways, and wetlands fed by the waters of Lake Michigan. Harbor Shores is a nonprofit entity, and it took more than 10 years to acquire 530 parcels of land to build the golf course. One of its unique features is that it's not just near downtown. In a way, it is downtown. Whirlpool chairman and CEO Jeff Fettig has taken notice. His company built a new main office nearby.
Our confidence in this area is so strong today that we've, as a company, have committed almost $100 million in new facilities investments, mostly in downtown Benton Harbor.
Fettig says the company has been working with nonprofit groups in an attempt to lure other businesses to the area. Down the street from Whirlpool's main office is Lark and Sons Barbecue. Restaurant owner Willie Lark says he likes the changes he has witnessed in recent years.
The changes I've seen is that Whirlpool has became a very important instrument in Benton Harbor's growth. They're continuing to build and add on to and create high-end jobs.
But not all the news is good. Benton Harbor is still fiscally unstable, so the city government is under the supervision of the state of Michigan. Earlier this month, a judge granted a stay that postponed the recall election of the mayor. Much uncertainty remains about the city government. Marcus Muhammad, a liaison for the Michigan Department of Education, has his doubts. Harbor Shores is the home course for the Benton Harbor High School boys golf team and must direct its profits back into the community. But it may take years before the course turns a profit.
I like to be optimistic. That's good. That's helpful. Healthy. But you also have to be realistic. You know, they do give money to the Boys and Girls Club. And that's good, you know, but it has to be more.
This week, a $75,000 check was presented to the Boys and Girls Club and First Tee, a youth golf program. Also, new homes were built around the golf course by Habitat for Humanity. The 50 and over senior pros are playing a course designed by golf luminary Jack Nicklaus. With Tiger Woods slowed by injuries, Nicklaus still holds the record for major championship victories. These days, Nicklaus spends more time as a golf course architect than he does playing on the links. So when Nicklaus designed a course on a Superfund site in Benton Harbor, he anticipated this question before a news conference 2 years ago.
Why Harbor Shores? My answer is always, why not Harbor Shores?
Nicholas previously designed a course on a Superfund site in Dearborn, Michigan, but once the site in Benton Harbor was cleared of abandoned buildings, trash, and contaminated soil, Nicholas says he developed a fondness for this project.
It was actually really a lot of fun, but more fun for a variety of reasons. It's always fun to do a golf course. It's always fun to see the golf course finish. But more than that, it's fun to see a community revitalized.
The Senior PGA Championship will also swing through Benton Harbor in 2016 and 18. It may take another 10 years to fully realize the long-term benefits, but in the meantime, golfers and spectators will have to be satisfied with a new downtown landscape that includes Lake Michigan as a giant but scenic water hazard. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.